Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Loop. Pom pom. Yes. Wrong address.
Hey, I have big news.
A big news?
I have a big news.
What are you going to do with that?
No, big news.
Okay.
Guess what I got Cassie to watch last night? First time ever. She's never seen it.
Porn.
He's porn. Yep.
For real?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, I was going to say that.
We've talked about Cassie and I watching people shove bread in a vagina together. It's a good,
infection?
Laugh. Good laugh on a Tuesday night.
Hell yeah, brother.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, right. Yeah. What'd you think?
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was
well,
good.
How could you not?
I mean,
it's fucking amazing.
And I haven't seen it in many, many, many years. But I finally got her to watch it, and I am still happy to say it holds up. Especially
for
a 93.
For
yeah, she was impressed. Okay. Especially for a 93 movie. What else was coming out around in 93 with those kind of effects?
Batman.
Well, when did Waterworld come out?
Nah, but
they actually filmed it on the water, though, right?
It wasn't. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't an effect. It was just water.
They basically built a city on the water to film on. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I also forgot how amazing when Dennis Nedry, is that his name? The hack? Didn't say
Newman?
The magic word. Yeah, Newman. When he slips and he falls down the creek, they put in a comic whistle. Have you ever listened to it?
I don't think.
It's just like a little whoop as he falls down the...
Are you sure it's that? 100%. Or it's not the Dilophosaurus?
No.
Are you sure?
Perfect slip.
Because
yeah.
The Dilophosaurus...
He's not in the scene. Yeah.
Is that the umbrella neck dinosaur that sprays?
Yeah. I want to look it up just so I can... But if people have to know what I'm talking about. Dennis whistle slip.
I'm not arguing that it's not in there, but the Dilophosaurus does do like a little high-pitched whistle.
He does.
So maybe it was a little preamble or a prelude to the...
I mean, maybe, but if it is, it times up perfectly with him slipping. And I've always noticed it my whole life.
You have it?
Yeah. Let me see. Watch when he slips. Let me find the spot. Damn it. Hold on.
My glasses.
Nope. Okay, hold on. Going back. Okay, listen.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little... Ready?
No way.
Yeah. And I love to think that they did that, and it's $100 million budget.
Yeah.
And Steven Spielberg is like, let's leave it.
Yeah.
Like the sound guy put it in to be funny.
Oh, check this out.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what?
One more time. On the comedy whistle.
I want to believe that it is real, but I feel like as a ghost hunter, I'm trying to debunk this. I feel like it might be his jacket going like his arm swinging or the sound of the
Dilophosaurus.
No, not the Dilophosaurus. Oh. Now that I see it, like the sound of the winch, like something slipping.
That's but, the banana sound effect, 100%.
It does sound like the banana sound effect.
Like I said, I really, truly want to believe that's what it is. So we'll just go with that.
Okay. Anyway, that's it. Cassie has seen none of a lot of big classics. So
you got lots more to watch. Got a lot more
has to go she down. Seen like Independence Day and things no, like I that?
Doubt it.
Forrest Gump.
I doubt it.
That whole era is just, it's out.
Batman.
Braveheart.
Out. Yep, all of it. Just, I don't know. She hates movies.
That would be fun, dude.
Go back through.
Yeah, dude, I love that era. That's one of my favorite eras of movies ever.
We have episode 96?
Is I that just watched, what did I watch over the weekend? Southern, we were over in Leavenworth. Tombstone? We were doing like impressions and we were just doing like, it turned into like a Southern lawyer. And like, so we just walking around, Your Honor, I beg of you. And then we go into a restaurant and it just, so then we had to watch the, what I forget what the movie is. It's the kid witnesses the murder. And then what's his name? Tommy Lee Jones is in there.
Oh, geez.
He's a Southern lawyer.
I don't, not remembering. Anyway. Not drawing it up. Yes, we got the additional content. Sign up for Patreon. You'll find a link.
Time.
It was not. A link in the episode description. We got a big sweaty hog today.
Yeah.
Girthy beast.
Oh, yeah. It's just hanging there. Dude, just veins.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Ready.
Get ready and waiting.
Primed.
And so can I just yell at some people?
Yeah, real quick? Of course you can.
You fucking assholes with your rock, paper, scissors bullshit.
The correct way?
Yeah. I'm getting so much hate for it.
Well, that's crazy.
I ain't changing for nothing.
That was the end of it?
That's it.
That's all you want to say.
I get it. I see your comments. I get it.
Okay.
But I ain't changing for nobody.
Yeah. When I was down in Austin watching the solar eclipse. By the way, if you've never seen a total solar eclipse
of the heart,
that's for us.
I cannot stress enough. Make it happen. I know the next one, if I remember correctly, in the United States is like in 20 years in Montana. But we did look it up. And in Spain, in a couple years, on my birthday, there's another one.
Will so there's already be toxic 40 going. Then?
41.
Oh.
40 fun. As my brother called it.
Whoa, that's going to be on your 40th.
I know.
It's meant to be, man.
I know. But 41 still. It's on my goddamn birthday. We got to go to Spain. So we're probably going to do it. Head on over there.
I hope you do some other things in Spain other than just watch the eclipse and come back.
That sounds like someone who hasn't seen a solar eclipse. Like
yeah.
A total one. You've never seen one, have you?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you went, but...
That's what you think.
No,
Cassie didn't know what she was getting into.
She also hadn't seen Jurassic Park, so I don't really
want to trust that opinion.
Yeah, like
you can go and compare a total solar eclipse to Jurassic Park and tell me where you come out.
Yeah, I saw the video of it.
Fucking nuts.
I get it,
dude. Like, I mean, even if you've seen a 99% coverage, it's not. Trust me,
I've been outside when it's dark.
That last little sliver, that last little bit. It was definitely, I will remember it forever.
Do you feel like
very spiritual?
Unless you get dementia.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you live in a simulation now?
Or
is it the magic of space?
I think I'd go with the magic of space.
Nice. All right.
But I imagine
just a shadow, man.
Like civilizations back in the day trying to figure that one out.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Fucking no way.
God for well, sure.
Picture sun gods.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, the sun's out, and then when it's supposed to be out, it's just... Well, there's a whole thing. Like, there was a big war going... I forget the war. There was a treaty that happened because of a solar... because of a solar eclipse.
Is it with the Fire Nation?
I get it. No, but imagine being in a spot where... You're off of the path of totality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a civilization that was on the path. And then they're trying to tell the other ones what happened. And they're like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, come on.
So it just went dark?
Yeah, sure. That sounds...
No, anyway, dude, it was crazy. You had to be there.
Get your spear. There's no way I don't believe you, you fucking liar.
Just pick up your spear. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's just kill each other over this. This is crazy. You put an email in here, someone yelling at you. Do you want to read it before we get into the show?
Yeah. My name is Brian. With an I.
Mm-hmm.
It says, with that, the only correct way to spell Brian is with an I.
Mm.
This is my first time posting in the comments of a podcast, and I just want to mention that the Helen Keller or Stephen Hawking's battle was great.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I was talking to my son about the episode, since Stephen Hawking was mentioned in Young Sheldon. So I explained to him would you rather before bedtime. He said he would pick Stephen Hawking. I keep saying Hawkins, but it's Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brian, this fucking guy that spells it with an I, is writing it wrong.
Hmm.
I would pick Stephen Hawking and figure out a way with spikes to slow down the chair by deflating the tires. This would help defeat him. I love you guys. Can you give my son a shout out if this goes on the show? His name is Tyler. Thanks.
Bye.
And so I just want, like, I love Tyler, the way you thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, he's thinking logically about it. Like, yeah, I could do all this stuff. He's like, what? Why don't you throw some spikes out?
I feel like I'd have a hard, if Stephen Hawking is trying to chase you down and run you over. What do we'd pick 25 or 35 miles an hour?
Something right? like that.
Like that one thing, like now you're defending yourself. If you slow him down and now you're just beating the shit out of him in a wheelchair, I feel like I'd have a hard time with that.
Do what you got to do, man.
Don't hit.
Ow.
Ow.
Ouch.
Ouch. You punch like a pussy. Hit me harder, puss.
Love it. He whips it around. He's hitting himself. He's like, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. Ha, 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 ha.
But that'd be hard to just beat up a bunch of, like, just stationary Stephen Hawkings.
See, I love the idea of these. I do these would you rathers with my kids. Mm-hmm. And their takes on it are funny. Because we go,
you should,
like,
do the dead body one?
No.
And explain. You're like, I didn't know it was legal either. Crazy, are you? You didn't know either.
My six-year-old, let's see his take on necrophilia.
See where he stands on fucking dead bodies.
He would bounce on. He would jump on a dead body.
Fun. Hop on, pop. All right, you ready to get the show going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zah! Hey, shut up! Start the show already.
Okay. What do we got here? What are we doing here?
What do we have here? This is a combo between Curtis
and Brian
and myself.
No, not you.
He spells it with a Y.
That is funny. Mm-hmm. We got a Brian with an I and a Brian with a Y.
Yeah. All right. This is a merging of their ideas. So, would you rather have to be on a call once a day to deliver a baby?
Be on call, but on a call. That's, I mean, if you could just phone this one in. All right, push. Are you pushing? Doesn't sound like you're pushing, Deborah.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there.
Sorry, I'm in a dead zone.
Would you rather have to be on call once a day to deliver a baby? Doesn't matter what time of day.
Okay.
Or have the ability to run through walls 50% of the time. So you just never know.
No. Oh, man. That'd be a funny, what a, like a little party trick.
So, like, you would just, you would go, you wouldn't run through it like you can break through it with, you would just go, like, invisibly through it, right?
I picture you just get to vanish through a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you don't, you're smacking the fucking
yeah.
wall.
Yeah. The ability, I mean, it doesn't say superpower. It says the ability to, yeah. Like you just, it just depends on how drunk you are.
God, I don't love the odds.
Yeah. 50% is not great. Like trying to get out of a tricky situation.
Yeah.
But you, 50% of the time, so you can just keep running into the same wall until you go through it. Which I think is pretty cool.
You can. You'd be pretty beat up, though.
Yeah. How hard do you have to run? Is it a full-on sprint?
I think you have to, like, to make it worthwhile for this to even have any meaning, I feel like you have to charge through it.
Mm. So,
otherwise, you could just slowly step through it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that'd be not running. Yeah. But, like, I mean, because there's a difference between full-blown sprint and going for a run.
Harry Potter.
Let's say it's a 100-meter yeah. dash.
100-meter dash. Fuck. That sucks.
Yeah.
And then I get concerned with going through a wall. What's on the other side of the wall?
Yeah, but if you know it's through the wall, then...
But then what's, I mean, how often are you using the superpower? Like you're going out to check the mail and you're like, I'll just go through the wall.
No, say you locked yourself out of your house or apartment or something. You're like, fuck, my keys are inside and I'm late for work. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. You're just running into the wall. Smack.
Your neighbor's across the street, like picking up the newspaper. It's like, what the fuck is, and then what
Dude,
the
what
fuck?
What is Steve doing?
Watch it, because you know
he
when
just
you
disappear.
You flip a coin, and sometimes mm-hmm. you get tails 20 times in a row. And it could be one of those days for you going through a wall. And the guy's just like, Jesus Christ, we got to move.
He's just standing there with his cup of coffee and just a rolled up paper.
Oh, man. This guy's a fucking...
Somebody needs to call the HOA on this fucking guy.
This guy's crazy. Doesn't he have kids? Man.
You know what would be really nuts is by the time, let's say it happens 4 or 5 times in a row, I mean, you're having to, like, drag yourself back far enough to run.
I know I can
hard.
Do it. Yeah.
This is the time!
I don't know why I picture Jim Carrey as the character running into this wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just getting through it. Do you mind? I'm kicking my own ass! reverse those.
Yeah.
But uh-huh. you get the idea.
All right.
Being on call have to deliver a baby, you would eventually get used to delivering babies. But for a long time, you would have no idea what you're doing. Did you watch any of either of your sons be born?
Yeah, I held a leg.
Like straight on out, watching it come right out of the chute.
There were three people. Let's see. My wife was sitting. I had a leg, and the midwife had the other leg. And I think there was one lady maybe roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was right there watching his head come out.
And no problem. It was your kid, so that's different.
Yeah.
And your wife's vagina.
I thought it was going to be...
someone else's kid.
Yeah. I was just hoping he was black.
Yeah, so you're like, come on.
Fuck, come on. And then he came out just... well, the first one came out...
pasty white like you, and you're like,
well, the first one came out dark like amber.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, so this...
I think this is mine.
I think this is mine. And then the other one was like just crazy white. And I was like,
no, got one. He one
even,
for two.
And even like when his face came out, I was like, that, he even looks like me. Like, it's weird.
God damn. It looks like that's what I look like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. That's what Amber sees when I'm going down on her.
Yeah. Like just picture that. Like her. Oh my God. Imagine your baby coming out like this. It looks up at your mom and you see your husband's face, but in a baby form down at your vagina.
Yeah. Good luck recovering from that one. But yeah, on call, delivering a baby.
That would get old, though. Like, you couldn't do anything. Well, yeah.
You could. I mean.
Are you on call for any hot? Let's say you go to Copenhagen.
Yeah, does it have to be anywhere? It has to be within reason. Like, you're not going to get a call living in Spokane to go deliver a baby in Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think.
Hop on a plane to fly to Indiana.
Yeah.
What happens if you say, fuck it, and I don't want to deliver a baby today?
You
die.
And you got to live with
it. All right.
Yeah, you got to live with the fact that you weren't there to help somebody deliver a baby. I can live with that.
Done and done.
No, that's These things have to have some real repercussions.
Yeah, you have to go deliver this baby.
There's no other choice.
It could be at 12:15 in the morning. It could be at 11:58 at night.
If you
anytime
don't do
in that
it,
day, you got to deliver the baby.
Like the SWAT team comes to where you're at and they drag your ass from where you're at and take you to the hospital
to go deliver a baby.
Yeah.
Like you have
to. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Let's try the hard way. I've been doing the easy way for fucking
mix
30,
it up a little bit.
30 years. You guys
they start shooting you with fucking
rubber bullets
and
fine. Fuck. I'll go deliver a baby. You guys are crazy. You guys realize how crazy this looks? You guys are shooting a doctor. You're not a doctor, Brian. Kind of. But just...
After a while, the people have to start calling you doc.
Would have to always be... sometimes you'd go to homes. You have to learn how to do like water births. Underwater baby pool births.
Oh.
You got to do that. You might get called into a warehouse to go deliver a baby, right? Or is it always in a perfect sanitary hospital? I feel like I could totally do... I feel like I could totally do that. Go deliver babies. I really don't have an issue with that.
It's not even the baby. It's just having to be somewhere, I think.
Yeah.
Because the baby...
dinner
like,
could be interrupted. Golf could be interrupted.
Let's say you don't have to be there for the full labor. It's like, nope, this baby's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You get called. You got to go over there. You get the baby out. You slap it on the ass.
They still do that?
I don't know. Well, they...
still slapping babies on the butt?
If it's not crying, they got to get it to cry.
Hmm. Okay.
I can think of worse things to do to get it to cry. So,
slapping the butt's not so bad.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Twist their fingers. There's a lunatic doctor.
It's like pinching their nipples or
biting their toes. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you get bored, you come up with some new things.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I think I would have to pick being on call to deliver a baby. And that just seems less painful than, I don't know how often I would have to, I'm 38 years old and I have never had to run through a wall for any reason. So I'm just going to deliver babies.
That'd be cool.
Imagine
though.
Combining those two.
Yeah, run through a wall to save a baby.
You know, deliver a baby, you just appear through a wall, push, and you're like, what the fuck is this? And then on the way out, you slam into the wall and can't get out. I'm like, don't hold on. 50% of the time, they just disappear.
Don't people say that? Like, oh man, I'd run through a wall for you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a thing?
It's a thing. You know. But I guess I haven't had to. So I don't think that there's any super awesome situation in my life where getting through a fucking wall is going to be, oh, going to a bank. You could rob a bank. Just go right through the vault 50% of the time.
You get in there and then you're stuck.
Yeah, only for 50% of the time. I mean, if prison was on the line, I think you could muster up enough runs to finally get back through the vault wall.
Well, let's assume the vault's not big enough for you to get up to speed.
Because I feel like run as fast as you can.
No, I feel like what if you get in there and the fucking vault's like
how many smaller steps do you need?
It's like the DeLorean. You got to get up to 88.
Yeah, that's where it's exactly what I was gonna say. Like I feel like there has to be like a run, like not that. Not like a quick acceleration lunge. Like you have to run.
I mean, you could if you put a starting block on this side of the studio, by the time I hit that wall, I could be going pretty good. Three steps of pushing off into that wall.
I feel like that, but that it's got to be a run, not a. Acceleration, like it's you're running. So what the scenario I was thinking was, let's say you run through the wall to get into the
bank,
the safe, but then you can't get up to speed to get out, so you're just stuck in there.
Mm. I was picturing this guy. I got you hear the security cam footage. They're like, you need to check this out, boss. And they're looking at it, and they just see you coming down the sidewalk, just like. Then you it works the first time,
mm-hmm.
and then it cuts to the inside of the lobby, and then it just. Fuck!
Well, if you can't get fast enough, you just keep hitting the wall.
Yeah, just bounce. Well, yeah, you fucking knock yourself out.
I think that's, to me, that's funner. It's like, you got to get up to a certain speed.
And then you can just not use the, I guess, just not deliver babies, but having just the ability to run through the wall. If I don't have to use it, I guess I'd pick that.
But imagine saying like, you know, baby, I'd run through a wall for you. And then you just run and go through the wall and then come back through the door and be like.
And if you don't.
Either divorce. Way, you look good. No, because like,
or you look really stupid.
Yeah, but it's like you.
Like,
you
am I gonna marry you?
You threw yourself at that wall for her.
Yeah,
I have to marry this fucking guy.
One more time,
guys. Willing this. To run into a wall? I don't know if that's not as not romantic sure. as you think it is.
I'm not sure if that's good for the kids to see.
No,
I don't like that. But it's just the ability to run through the wall 50% of the time. I mean, that's just like an optional superpower. Or if it was different, it said you have to run through a wall every day, but only 50% of the time you make it. That changes things. I might pick that over delivering a baby. But the way that this is worded, I'm picking a baby. Sound good?
Yeah. I just like I just hate obligations of being somewhere. So the idea that I never know if I'm going to have to be somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I pick that over fracturing my collarbone or shoulder every fucking day. It's a lot of pain if it doesn't work out for you.
Yeah.
Being, oh yeah, broken arm running into a wall every day. 10 days in
a row.
Gotta learn how to fall.
10 days in a row of sprinting into walls and just hoping it worked out. All right, I'm picking baby. What are you picking?
I'll probably go with that too.
Okay. Zach?
Less injury.
I'm gonna go with wall.
Well, yeah.
I'm not responsible for anyone.
Nice. All right, let's move off to what are you thinking about? You ready? All right. Brian, do it!
What?
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
I'm sick of yelling at Zach. I want to yell at you.
I'm thinking about your t-shirts. They're sweet.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm wearing one of Cassie's shirts. Says, Daddy Issues Made Me Do It.
What's the story? Just,
I don't know. She said she...
Is it a schmedium?
Her and her... Oh, is this...
I had to
stretch it out. I think this is a small. And it looks like some of the shirts I wear. So that sucks.
It looks like something I should cut up and put on a card.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Both so of we're wearing.
Cards.
Yeah, we're wearing these shirts and then. what the fuck was that? And then Zach's taking them, cutting them up, and selling them.
That's right. We're going to get you guys some Candy Don't cards and there'll be some special chase cards.
Like what?
Gold, so you can do like rookies.
A freeze frame next to it. Be like, see, this shirt actually was worn.
It's podcast
game worn.
That's right.
Awesome. And those will be on scatcast.com?
Yep, they're going to come out in June.
Ooh.
Soon.
Super fun.
Soon as fuck.
Oh, boy. Sorry about whoever gets the armpit on this. Dude, your medium.
I don't know if we'll cut the armpits just for that.
Reason?
Yeah, for that. Okay. Here's a white with yellow. All right.
Nice. Well, we'll talk more about the card Can You Don't shirts.
As it comes up.
As we get a little closer.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Excited to see them.
Me too.
All right, Brian, so what happened? You shared just a little sliver of...
Plug in your
life with me.
Sorry to interrupt again. Would you
plug in your computer?
I'm very sorry.
Don't you dare.
Brian, would you plug in your computer and be a deer?
God damn it, oh, Brian.
Sure not.
It's the HDMI. I just wasn't all the way.
Thank you.
Get it in there. Okay, so what were you thinking about this week?
So I was on a little friend's trip in Leavenworth, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful!
Downtown Shrek Town.
Little Bavaria.
Did you ride the mountain coaster?
No, we looked at it and thought about it, but it's like you got to reserve it a day ahead or it's just.
So you gave
it up. Wasn't in the cards. Cards. So I'll do it another time.
Okay.
But anyway, one of the guys was there. He got sick, and then everybody got fucking sick. Okay. So when I got home,
like food stuff, food poisoning.
No, it was, I don't know. It was just a bug because we all got it.
Okay.
So I got home Monday or Sunday that night, started puking and like pissing at your ass, diarrhea type stuff. You know, so just hot. Like it's just right out of your butt, which. I tend to, and you know, you don't love it at the time, but it's like, oh, now I feel nice and cleared out. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when you're still in that phase, like you don't know if a fart is a fart or not.
Mm. You never do. Yeah.
You just don't know. And for someone who likes to fart, like when you got one, it's like, you want to experiment a little bit. Like, what can I make this one do?
What were you doing? You were tuning. Were you talking about tuning them or? You had some fart trick.
Oh, yeah.
You said you can do.
Well, one of them, I said, like, I can have it squeak out and then squeeze my butt cheek. So it'll go whoop. And it'll make, like, a little. when it just a little. And then I can feel it snap against my butt cheeks, too.
Yeah.
Like a little. It's like a whip. Like, crack. Like crack of a whip.
That's funny.
Anyway, so we're not talking about that this time, though.
Not talking about my talents.
So we
enough about me.
Enough about me and,
and all my talents.
My amazing fucking my ass play.
My archive of talents.
That's right.
Bottomless pit.
So I was done puking, and then I think this was 2 days later. So I was still kind of like diarrhea. But one morning I woke up and we were gonna get the kids ready for school. She was doing her thing. The kids were getting up and I was like kind of like waking up and I was getting ready to get out of bed and mm-hmm. I felt like what I thought was by now probably a fart. Mm-hmm. So I pushed it out and it was like a pop smack right into like it was just a shit like a smack of shit into my underwear and I was like, oh crap,
oh nice, oh
that was not a fart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh shit, I gotta get out of bed here. Mm-hmm. So I crawl out of bed and then like I can feel it in my underwear. I'm kind of doing like a waddle walk to the bathroom. Pull the underwear down to sit and poop, and it's some of it spills out onto the rug. It's all in my pants, which I have to like basically dispose of.
It was only like 2 months ago. You had a picture of shit on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a little bit worse.
It sounds like it. Yeah. Upgraded.
Well, the other one I put myself like walking into the house. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop it. This one was, I thought it was a fart.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you get sick and your O-ring is like, nah, I don't want to. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I was like, I'm taking the time off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then my wife's like, hey, can you get the kids breakfast right? I'm like, I just need a fucking minute here. And so I'm in there, like, spraying my ass with the bidet. I'm wiping down the rug that's got shit on it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, like, wrap my underwear up so I can throw them away. And for some reason, I don't know why, the toilet clogged. So it rose up. So, no. Like, and so she's like, can you get the kids eat breakfast? I'm like, I just, and it was kind of one of those moments, like, no, I couldn't eat. It was right at the top. Mm. So you can't. Like plunge like you want. You're kind of like doing a soft because you don't want to create a wake, mm-hmm. like a tsunami of shit new coming
wake.
Over the
it's
top.
It's a no wake zone.
It is. Yeah. It is a no wake zone. Mm-hmm. So that get that taken care of and then get out. And then I come out of the kitchen and be like, whoo, talk to my wife. Wow, man. Like, and she's like, you didn't get in the bed, did you? I was like, oh, actually, I don't know. So I walk back in there. Oh, yeah, there's a spot on the bed and my dog's licking it. So I go, I have to get some rags and like, and wipe, like spray that down and wipe it. And then, and this is like, we're just trying to get the kids ready for school. Mm-hmm. She's getting ready for work.
She's getting all three kids
yeah,
ready for the
and
day.
And herself because she's got to go to work. So, this is all happening. And then, so I wipe down the thing and like, wipe, it's best,
it's
I, the best I could do.
It's the best it's going to be
and
for
then,
now.
So then she finds herself like in there taking the duvet cover off of the thing. And she's like clearing the bed, but she left the sheet. I was like, I'll take care of the sheet. And then I didn't take care of the sheet. when she was gone, because I forgot. And then, so when she got home, I was like, oh my God, I haven't done the sheet yet. So we take it off and go throw it.
Isn't it amazing how fast you remember when they get back home?
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I did shit the bed.
Yeah, I did do that.
All day you're like, I never shit the bed.
Yeah.
That was weird.
So then,
defrost the meat the second the car pulls in.
Mm-hmm.
But the other 8 hours, you couldn't be, not even a tiny thought of defrost the meat.
The dishes are out, the meat's still frozen, and there's still shit on the sheets.
The defrosted meat is in the bed with the shit, and you're like, instructions unclear.
Fuck. Instructions unclear. You got to make this more clear for me. I need a list to check off.
Have you met me?
So we get the sheets in there and washed, and then in the dryer, and then like we put the we're getting the kids ready for bed. So it's been a full day. So getting the sheets back on, all this kind of stuff, and things have calmed down. Like she's not mad at me anymore. And so I'm like feeling better. So what does a guy like? Well, it doesn't matter if we're on our deathbed or. Thing like we want to jizz, so
dude, yeah,
yeah. So as a kid's get in bed, and then she's come back down. She's like folding some laundry, and I'm like, kind of, what's going on? How you doing?
Where'd you learn how to fold a fitted sheet?
Yeah,
I like to fold your sheet. She's like, what?
I don't even know what that means.
You're about to find out.
So, but what's funny is, so like when I
remember,
you know,
when I sheet the bed,
we those three sheets to the wind. I put it out in the wind just to air it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, I hadn't seen the family in like 4 days. I was like, so when I got home, I was like, you know, we're all excited to see each other, even hug, like, yeah, tonight you're gonna get it tonight. But then I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So then a few days had passed, and I'm like, so it's on now. Like, remember how we were gonna make this happen, but then I got sick and all that. And so I kind of given her the like, hey, what do you think about that? And she goes, I don't think so. Not tonight. I'm like, why? And she goes, you just shit in the bed that where you want to do this. And I was like, yeah
I'll do it again.
Yeah. I was like, but then we washed the sheets. and she's
like, no, I washed the sheets because you forgot to take them off the bed.
Yeah. So like, as what's all this to say, like, it's funny as a guy, like, I just want to come. That's all I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in, but in her mind, she's like, I don't find you sexy. You shit in our bed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to have your way with me in the bed where you shit,
just
like
brush that aside.
Yeah. Like the dog was licking it. You had to throw away underwear that like you put in the Target bag in the trash can. And then you are hanging up a rug that's still hanging over the balcony that has shit on it. And you just want to go at it right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I know, right? I know. You're just as horny as I am.
So are you? Are you saying you're turned on? Or?
So, wow. I know how crazy how horny you are right now. I mean, you need to dial it back. You're way too horny.
Dude, you're making me hard.
I'm doing you a favor
because
you are so horny. I'm trying to take care of you, baby. Take care of you. I mean, I could do without it. Like, I don't even care about coming, but you, man.
See, women,
I can't imagine seeing that much shit and not being horny.
I know this isn't going to be all women, but I just, like, I picture, and I guess I get it. Like, let's say we're in the bed just going at it, and then she, like, rolls over, and then sees the, like, where the spot, and then, like, the whiff of, like, maybe there's still some poop on there.
Mm-hmm.
And how I could see how that could be a turnoff.
The dog's still licking its lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, of course, she's got to be in the bed with us or she'll be barking and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, I would see that and be like, whatever. But she's like, ah, there was poop there a little bit ago.
He just throws the whole game off.
Yeah.
I know, it's different. A huge difference between men and women. Not all, but it seems like a lot. Where, like, men will have, like, a ton of things on their mind. And they're like, you know what I could do about it? I could come about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I could do that.
And clear women, my head, then I can
then take I'll care. They'll tackle the list.
Yeah.
And women are like got to get all this stuff taken care of and out of my head, and then I'm ready to come.
Yeah.
And it's just completely flip-flopped between the two. It's like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. I'm going to fucking come.
Yep.
Women are like, I'm so stressed out. The last thing I want to do right now is come.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's the devil. That's the devil's...
it's a
play
it's
on, a, on, it's, yeah, it's on a, humanity.
It's a freaking fun prank.
Yeah, really just completely flip those two things. Make life as busy as possible. Everyone like trying to play the game and keep everybody moving, and everyone's fed and happy, and the million different things you got to do every day, and then just make one of us be like, I could have some sex about it. The other one's like, I'm not having sex, so this is all taken care mm-hmm. of. And you just watch those two clash for eternity. And just talking about it made me want to come.
Throw some kids in there. Mm-hmm. Throw some like after school activities.
Yep. School, like, dinner, laundry.
The
idea
that the fact that you actually get it on is like it's a friggin' miracle.
And the fact that you even want to is even a bigger turnoff. Like, how could you want to do that right now? I have so much to do. It's like, it's when I want to do it. Honestly, I want to fucking.
Because I've been thinking about it all day.
He's like, oh, one last thing to do. Clean up cum off my tits. And you're like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll help with. I'm not going to fucking take the shit sheets off the bed that I shit in, but I will help clean
the sheets. Well, the sheets are already dirty, so let's just use
let's
that.
Let's just come on the shit bed. And then I'll clean the sheets.
So, the other one, another time, our son puked in the bed, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And she was going to take the sheets off to go wash. I'm like, I realize you want to do that, but we just want to go back to sleep. He's sick. Let's just go back to sleep. So I was like,
he'll probably throw up again. Just let it in.
So I just went and got like a big bath towel and and threw it on the thing.
Classic.
And then what she did make the comment, she's like, something about, I'm glad you didn't just throw a towel over.
Yeah, the shit.
Yeah.
Throw some sawdust down.
Yeah.
A little kitty litter. You sprinkle it over your shit bed. That'll do it.
Kick it around like a little bit.
She lays down. She goes, is there sand in the bed?
Yep.
No, but it's medium grade kitty litter. I didn't get the really nice kind, but anyway, how horny are you as horny as I am? I get so turned on when I'm laying on sand.
Just imagine you're on the beach with a cocktail and the waves crashing.
with two cocks. One cocktail and me.
Yeah, one cock minus the tail.
All right, we can try. Oh my God, ow. You're shoving kitty litters all over your dick.
You got sand in your vagina? No, it's kitty litter.
It's kitty litter, you fucking psycho. Please just come and go to bed. Okay, I will. Well, yeah, I haven't pooped the bed in a bit. Zach?
No.
No?
Really shit the bed on that one.
I've been close.
I had E. coli, and I had the same exact experience where the O-ring didn't work. That sucked. Where you're puking and shitting at the same time.
Yeah.
And you don't trust farts at all.
Nope. Had that with food poisoning, where I was on the toilet. I was shitting in the toilet and throwing up in the bathtub at the same time.
Yeah.
Just black. Just evac.
You feel like you're winning really good in life when you do that.
Yeah, it feels so good. Like, well, oh boy, can this go on forever? I love it.
And you just like the smell of the shit. It's like, if I didn't have to puke before, I do now.
Yeah.
Just throw up on your shit bed. Oh man. Oh God, I'm so horny right now.
But it doesn't matter. You're ready to go whenever. Like,
I know.
Like, you could be really, really sick. And then the next day, if you're like, really sick,
you're looking for a dopamine drip. You're like, trying to make yourself feel better.
And you're like, it's like, yeah, yesterday, like I didn't feel like it because I really was sick. I'm still really sick, but
I didn't like, feel like it yesterday.
That's
so
on
better,
the table.
So I better do it today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sex is still on the table.
Always.
I don't have to, well, you know, there's, you know, what's going on? Yeah. Doesn't have to be sexy.
Should we move off for some dick?
Yeah.
All right. Let's fucking do it. Zig.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
Okay, Brian. What's up?
Okay.
What?
This is like the biggest dick of all right here.
Oh yeah. This is big. He's looking at me with this fucking shirt on.
It's kind of sticking up over your pants
Daddy issues made me do it.
Right there, yeah.
Hey, that's it. You guys fucking
put that away.
You guys like a show 96?
That's illegal in Wyoming.
Okay.
That's sexy though. You know what you look like right now?
What?
You look like
me wearing a tiny shirt.
No, like
medium.
No, the out. You just look like a bulk, way bulkier version of like Freddie Mercury.
I do. Nice, dude. That's fucking.
You know what I mean? Like Freddie Mercury's white T-shirt tucked into his jeans.
Yeah.
And fingerless gloves. Like that's what you look like.
Freddie the Ginge.
That's a compliment.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Thank you.
Freddie was a good looking guy.
Yeah. I had a comment that wasn't going to sit well, so I'm just going to tuck it away. What's going on with Dick?
Was something about AIDS?
He sure was. I picture you just being like, you like Freddie Mercury if he didn't have AIDS. Like, that's what I'm like, no, thanks, man. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's true.
Oh, wow.
Because he got real skinny.
Yeah, he disappeared. He just into a little stick. Turned him into a microphone stand. Okay, what do you got?
All right. So this was sent in by our son, Richard.
Speaking of Dick.
Yeah. So it was just like, he was like, I think you guys might find this appealing. And it was just a blog about this fucking water slide.
Okay.
And it's this thing. I may have known this place existed. I think it was back in the 70s.
Oh, Action Park.
Yes. It's a rise and fall of Action Park, New Jersey's most dangerous water park.
God, this place was a shit show. There was a documentary about Action Park on probably Netflix or something. I don't remember if I watched it or not, but I'm excited to revisit this place because goddamn, I would have gone.
Maybe there's something on YouTube, I don't know. But
have you heard of Action Park, Zach?
No.
Oh God, this is gonna be good.
So it was a water park from way back.
Just from looking at the picture, that doesn't look like something you should let your chitrin go on.
Yeah, can you pull that up real quick for anybody that's watching? So it looks like, okay, so you know, like, speaking of Leavenworth, like Little Bavaria, those guys on top of the hill are like, Rico, you know, but it's instead of having an opening like for a horn, it's a loop-de-loop, completely covered loop-de-loop tubed water slide.
Yeah. Like, it's just like pitch black. It looks like you could barely lay down in that.
Yeah.
It's designed because you're doing a fucking loop. And if you fall out of the loop, they want as little space as possible for you to fall to the other side of the tube.
Yeah.
It looked like the straws that some parents got you that loved you.
Yeah, like a silly straw.
It's a little twisty. Yeah, a little twisty straw.
Silly straw guy.
Yeah.
As a slide, it looks fucking dangerous.
Yeah, it looks like you shouldn't have built it. And I see a ski lift in the background at a water park. Also, it didn't seem like a good sign.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so then that's not just it.
Okay.
So this place opened in New Jersey in 1978. It's one of the first modern water parks in the United States. God, I just see the picture. This is another example of the park. I don't know if you can see the image here. It's like a concrete fucking slide.
It's like a bobsled.
It's like a bobsled, but it's concrete and it looks terrifying.
Like it looks like you're sending 3-year-olds down a bobsled course on basically like little tiny sit down scooters.
Yeah.
Like it's a go-kart, but it's driven by gravity.
And children.
And children are on it.
And it's and you control it has how fast brakes you go. And everything. Yeah. It's like, but the brakes, so it says in here somewhere, it's like, so extreme example, the Alpine slide, which has been described by an old Action Park regulator, is essentially a giant track to rip people's skin off. That was disguised as a kid's ride.
That is beautiful.
The slide featured a long cement and fiberglass-filled track that visitors rode down in a wheeled device. First park goers would take a ski lift to the summit.
There's that ski lift.
Where they were greeted by photographs of injured children, accompanied by a warning for riders to keep their arms inside the device. In theory, each rider was in charge of their own speed and their own life. Mm-hmm. But the devices were almost always broken. Some had no brakes, which meant there was no slowing down as they would zoom down this concrete slide. Others had the brakes lock on, causing the rider to crawl down the slide. So they just get stuck and they'd have to climb them. Inevitably being hit in the back by another speedier rider. So you would get off this thing, walk down the slide, and then just get absolutely fucking drilled by someone going really fast.
Mm-hmm.
They have these at Mount Baker. I saw that in the flesh. Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to when Zach was like, I was in Leavenworth, they have a mountain coaster. But the technology on the mountain coaster in Leavenworth it actually exists.
Yeah.
It only lets you through certain zones if the zone in front of you is cleared. But you can control how fast you go to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
This one just seems, it's just like a free for all.
Yeah.
Like, are you tall enough? He's like, picturing Ezra and Pepper, they're just huge kids. Pepper could go in go-karts with me when she was 2 because she was tall enough to get in. So just picturing Pepper getting her own cart on the Alpine slide. Alpine, mm-hmm. yeah, Alpine slide at fucking two because she was tall enough.
Yeah.
He's been like, this is the break.
Giving a 2 year old.
This is the break. And then you control how fast you go. And she goes, okay. All right. And then he goes, just kick her down the slide. Have fun. Don't die. Remember, keep your arms inside the device.
And just picture like the guy up at top. He's like smoking a cigarette. He's looking down. He's like, all right, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go a little bit slow, though, because he's got a 2 year old in front of you.
You know, 2 year olds. Two-year-olds, stupid they are.
A bunch of pussies are such dweebs. There's no way she's going to go fast enough. This
is how things used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so inevitably, so the park saw its first fatality on the Alpine slide when a 19 year old rode off the track and hit his head. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
According to New Jersey records, there were at least 26 other serious head injuries and 14 fractures attributed to the Alpine slide.
And they just kept it rolling.
Who's insuring this place? Should we put up banisters? Nah, you're good.
No. Should we close this one? No. That's the thrill of it. That's why people like it.
That's why it's called Action Park.
They might die. Yeah. They know why they're here. Okay. Love it.
One of the park's most notable attractions was the Tidal Wave Pool, one of the first to open in the United States, which quickly became one of the most dangerous rides at the park, nicknamed the Grave Pool. It was filled with fresh water, not seawater, which made patrons less buoyant and left strong swimmers and non-swimmers alike literally in over their heads as waves that could reach 40 inches at high blast. The 12 lifeguards on duty rescued on average 30 people a day on high traffic weekends.
Oh, my God.
That's but the insane. Most infamous of the rides at Action Park was the Cannonball Loop, an enclosed water slide with a complete vertical loop. According to one urban legend, when the park owner sent a dummy doll on a test run of the ride, it came back with no head. Gene Mulville offered his employees $100 to test out new rides, including the Cannonball Loop. And despite employees winding up with bloody noses and bruises, he opened the ride. One person even remembers hearing that a patron got stuck at the top of the loop, causing the park to build a hatch to aid in future rescues. Oh, instead of not getting rid of it, like, oh, let's put a hatch here.
I knew we should have put a hatch at the top of the loop. God, how'd I miss it?
Just a month after it opened, causing the park to build a hatch and aid in future rescues. Just a month after it opened, after countless injuries were reported, it was shut down by the advisory board on Carnival Amusement Ride Safety. it says in here, this quote, son admits, they never quite perfected that one.
Yeah, Mulville's son. He's like, oh, man.
But he remains proud of his father for taking a risk with the ride in the first place. My father, if he could find a guy with a crazy idea for a ride, he'd hire the guy, even if never been built before. Like, this could kill people, but we've never seen it
before. But you'll build it, right? And he's like, you're going to pay me, right? Yeah, yeah.
And we'll just give people money to try it out.
He goes, yeah, that's business. Of course I'll try and build a loop slide. I have no idea what I'm doing, but you're going to give me $10,000.
Who doesn't love a loop?
Yeah, who doesn't love, I mean, I love loops, and I love taking your money to build one.
Do you like loops?
Yeah.
I do. I like loops, too.
Hired. Build it.
Yeah, so anyway, I just thought that it's so funny, like, when we think about...
Oh, my God.
Like, the 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I feel like that was, like, the usher in, like, maybe the modern age of entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. But those people were, like, the first ones to really try shit out. And then they realized, like not putting seatbelts in cars or, like, letting kids sit in the back of a fucking... what's the wagon car, the station wagon, and like facing the other way and no seat belts.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, it'll be all right,
it should be fine. This is gonna be great.
So thanks out to all of you that had to endure all that for us to have safety regulations.
This paragraph: Action Park was finally closed back in 1996. By then, the park was responsible for 6 fatalities, including 3 drownings in the Tidal Wave Pool and the death of a 27-year-old man who was electrocuted on the kayak experience when his boat tipped over and he came in contact with the water that had a loose wire touching it.
Awesome.
Whoops. Just a slight oversee or a slight oversight.
Fucking Jeff didn't tuck the wires in.
Oh, my God. I mean, imagine hitting the kayak experience. And you tip over and just
yeah, you're upside down. Just
where'd the loose wire? What the fuck? How's the machine still running when a loose wire is just lighting up the pool? that you're going to fall into. Fuck me,
I mean, it's funny when you go to an amusement park. Obviously, they're always dangerous.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you hear about like someone.
Well, then are they that dangerous?
Dying on a roller coaster. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the amount of millions of people that go on rides and that don't die, and then someone will fly off and die. But like to think how safe things are now, and the idea that people were just being electrocuted or being decapitated or it's like it's fucking crazy.
Like old school toys back in the 50s that just give you uranium to fuck around with.
Here's some glass shards.
Yeah. You used to have like plutonium to fucking see if it could build your own bomb. And kids are like, this is fucking sweet.
When nuclear was all the rage.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that mousetrap that we showed. Months and months ago now, they had an actual gun that would just shoot the mouse in the head when it went to go get the cheese. And they're just like, oh, there's got to be a little safer way, probably.
I mean, yes, it is effective.
It is effective, but we could also not have a gun attached to it.
It's just so loud.
Yeah. That's how you know
they're dead. We want to send a sign to all the mice who thinking.
In the last one, it says 2010, Mulville led a committee to buy the park back. It reopened in 2014 with the new name Mountain Creek Water Park, and now advertises its trained lifeguard staff, which it feels like you should have done that the first time around.
Right.
Be like, no, but these aren't just normal run-of-the-mill lifeguards.
They're trained.
These ones are trained. And they're stringent up to standard safety features.
Yeah.
Man, just things you. But for a generation of kids from the tri-state area, nothing will replace the dangerous thrills of a hot summer day.
So
at Action Park,
I have
the fear of dying is what kept that place alive.
So here, and I know there are people. Maybe people listening to this. If not, there are people out there who you know how they are. They're just like, well, I don't see the problem. Like rides back in my day, like. Rides used to be fun and the danger. It's like, dude, come on. Just because you were born
and
then
you made it through
doesn't mean that that kids are pussies now because they have a seatbelt.
Yeah.
It's or like, sorry.
They don't expect to die hitting the kayak experience.
Yeah.
And getting like, electrocuted to death.
I want to go to a theme park.
Well, he fell over. You shouldn't have fell over in the kayak experience.
I love the idea that I can go to a theme park and I may not make it home. Like there's some. Like, no, dude, I want to go. I want my family to go, and I want us to ride home and talk about our experience in the car, not leave with four of us instead of five because someone got decapitated.
Got their whole face ripped off in a loop slide.
Yeah.
Imagine packing for like a fun family day at Action Park, and you're just like, all right, everyone, about ready to go? You're like, yeah, Dad. Everyone fill out their living will?
He's buttoning up his flannel.
He's putting sunscreen on his nose on their way out. He's like, did you fill out your living will? Yes, Dad. All right, good boy. Have fun. And all right, did you fill out your living will? Okay.
And you're giving sister your Pokemons, right? Okay. Right. We promised.
Okay. You did it. Well, you got to do it in the car. You can't go in until
you filled
it's
out
done.
Half of it last week.
Right.
What if something happened in Action Park? We wouldn't know what to do with your body. I know, Dad. I'm sorry. I said, oh, sorry. Okay. It's all filled out? Yep. Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, man, I knew my will was filled out before I was 13. Kids these days, they don't even have a will.
No. You got to get it filled out, ready to go.
Weak children.
Fucking pussy kids now don't have a will.
Okay, let's move off to our next story. We've got a lot of dick to get through.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Which one do you want to do? I'm gonna grab this one because it is funny, and I always love when things are not supposed to be on a live news broadcast find their way into a live news broadcast. So as you can imagine, this news station was just kind of showing stuff from the eclipse. They're showing clips, and I'm guessing whoever loaded these clips in didn't take a full look at what they're putting in there. And as we get to a certain part
desde
of
las 11:09 de la mañana completamente oscuras,
they're just showing off the corona. They're taking it in.
Durango, Gómez Palacio,
looks
Lerdo,
great.
Nazas también en el municipio okay, de Durango.
There we go. Cutting to the next clip.
Torreón.
And here's Monclova, the sun. Yep. And Musquiz, here comes some hairy balls.
Familia, Piedras Negras y Acuña es en el estado de Coahuila.
The woman on the left, she goes, she gasps. She's like,
oh no.
Oh God.
She goes, oh no, my job.
I love how you can see like, you know, when something's dark and you shine light, like you could see the leg hair was so visible.
Yeah, I was like looking at like a spider leg. Like it's just like all the little fuzzies coming off. And they blurred the nutsack in this video. But just to know, someone just was like typed in like solar eclipse videos and was like, I don't know. And just started loading them in to show on the live broadcast. And one of them was fucking nutsacks being dipped over the sun.
I want to meet the guy that did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking
found
hilarious.
His way on there. This has nothing to do with nut sacks, but it did make my nuts tighten up a little bit.
Mm.
I want to share your little story here.
Okay.
About for whatever reason, I'm sure for months to come, you'll be hearing me drop in little stories about this trip. For whatever reason, the first like 48 hours on the way to Houston, so many funny things happen. That I don't even know why they happen, but they happen.
Because it's you. You always get fun stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of them are self-induced. I've told you about one of them. But I'm not going to talk about that one right now. But when we got into Austin to see the solar eclipse, we had to take a red eye from Seattle. So we tried to get on an earlier one. We were flying standby, and we barely missed it. We needed one more fucking person to get in a car accident or something so we could get on the airplane. And it didn't happen. So we didn't get that flight. So we had the rest of the day in Seattle, messed around, and then went to get on the 11:45 flight, right? So we're landing in Austin with the time changes and shit, like around 5 o'clock in the morning. I know. So we get on, we fly down there, and we arrive, we land, we get in an Uber. My brother doesn't live like downtown Austin. He lives out of town a little bit. So it's going to take 35, 40 minutes to get out there. So by the time we get off our ship, get in an Uber and get out to where we're staying, it's just about 6 o'clock. It's like 5:40, 5:45 in the morning. And my brother had texted me their address because we are going to be staying with his wife's parents because they have their house. They have three kids. It's just a lot going on. Her parents are older, super nice, met them many times, and they were like, oh, it's totally fine. They can just stay with us. We got, you know, all these spare bedrooms. Why not? So we're like, okay. And my brother told me that they are going to be out of town. Here's the address. And then he never really texted anything else. I just figured, like, I don't know. It was a day, and you figured, like, okay, well, the door must be unlocked, or there's going to be a key under the doormat, and that's how we're going to get into the house. So the Uber drops us off at the address. We get out, walk up to the door. There's like a UPS package thing and then some more like Amazon packages in front of the door. Okay, makes sense. They're not in town, so here we are. So I go, I grab the door, locked. I'm like, it's the front door. I'm like, God damn it. So I get
here we go.
Yep, get the flashlight phone out, and I'm looking in the front door. Just kind of scanning around, go to a side window. It's like an office. I'm scanning around the office, like just trying to figure it out, like checking the windows and shit.
And this is at what time?
Like 5:45 in the morning.
Okay.
And so Cassie and I, we just leave. We're like, well, let's go see. Maybe they just left the back door unlocked. So we leave our carry-on luggage at the front door, and we sneak around the back. We go back there, and we're like, this is sweet. There's a hot tub and a pool, and we're like feeling the water and splashing it around a little bit. We're like, oh, pretty cool, but it'll be hot tomorrow. It'll be great. And we walk up the stairs in the back, and they have this beautiful open air kind of patio. It looks like a room. We walk all the way through it to the back door. I grab the back door, shake it. It's locked. I'm like, God damn it. So I call my brother as I'm flashlight phone again, just looking in their kitchen and then peeking in some other windows and looking in the other part of the house. And I'm sitting there and I'm on the phone. He doesn't pick up and I hang up. I'm sitting there and I like really getting in there and shaking the door. I'm like, God damn it. And Cassie, we're like, well, we could just sleep out here if we can't get in and just wait for Max to call us back and tell us how to get in. And as we're talking about that, just like, it's like fucking dog. It starts barking in the house. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, why is the dog here? Like,
okay, no one said they had a dog.
Anything about a dog. Max calls me back and he goes, what's up? And I'm like, do they have a dog? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what? I was like, well, fuck. And I turned the flashlight off and I'm like, Cassie, I was like, they don't have a dog. And she's like, shit. So now we're sprinting through the backyard, back around, going through this fence in some other person's yard. And we're going up to the front. I'm on the phone with my brother. Goes, what's going on? And I'm like, they don't have a dog. There's a dog at this house. And we run up to the front door and we're grabbing our fucking bag. All the lights are flipping on in the house.
Oh, God.
And the guy opens the door in just his underwear. He's like, who are you looking for? Right? And we're like, I'm sorry. Sorry. And Max's like, what is going on? I'm like, hold on. I'm trying
I'm
not
to get shot.
I'm trying not to get shot. And he's like, blah, blah. And I was like, I this is the address I was sent. I looking for, who you, I was like, we're looking for blah, 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 blah. And he's like, haven't heard of him. I'm like,
and well, obviously.
And in my head, I'm like laughing. I'm like, well, who the fuck is going around robbing houses with carry-on luggage? Yeah. Like, obviously we're in the wrong spot. And Max just sent me the wrong fucking address. Their house was across the street.
Dude, that could have been really bad.
Yeah, it could have been really bad. Especially in fucking Texas.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, yeah.
He wasn't nice, but he wasn't, I mean, obviously he's startled awake by his dog and there's just people in his fucking lawn with suitcases when he wakes up. So he just was, he was just off. He just typed in an address that was like some old address they had and didn't fucking think about it. And they just sent me to Austin to go to a fucking house that wasn't the house we were supposed to go to. So it was a sweet tail end to a trip to Austin. He's like, oh, I cannot wait to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe got an hour of sleep, maybe combined on the 4-hour flight on the way down there, stayed awake all day, just so tired, and show up to the wrong house. And then where we were staying, went over the next day and talked to him, and he had like a ton of guns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, you'd have to be a crazy person to just open your door and start shooting people on your front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But we were hammering the doors
in the dark, right?
In the dark with our flashlights going. So
that looks like a breaking and entering to me.
It sure does.
Shoot you through the window.
I mean, could have done anything, and it didn't happen. We escaped, but that was that's how our trip to Austin started out. So,
like imagine someone if they're like fuck it, and they just shot through the door or something.
Mm-hmm. I know,
like that could have happened,
but luckily it didn't. So that's terrifying. Never let Max live that one down. Just send us to the wrong fucking house and be like, whoops. Yeah, sorry, that was just an old address that we used to have. It's actually this. It's like, cool. Actually, first he said, he goes, oh, no, I think it's the other, no, whatever, I'll just say some numbers. I think that was the other 7642. I was like, Max, there's only one fucking 7642 per street.
Right.
They don't just have a bunch of them like in the same area.
And one's north and south and east and west.
Yeah. Like you just get into a cul-de-sac and all of them are the same number. It's like, it must be a different one. It's like, no, I think you fucking gave us the wrong one. That's not how addresses work.
Just not owning up to it.
Yeah. And then like after, then we found the house. And then he goes, oh yeah. And I was like, all right, well, glad we didn't get shot. And he goes, hey, they're there. I was like, you never even said anybody was here. That's how this all started. And he gave us the wrong address. And then he just basically shushed me and hung up on me to go back to bed. I was like, you fucking dick. He's like, do you know how early it is?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm wide awake now.
Yeah.
And of course, couldn't fall back asleep till like 8 in the morning because adrenaline's pumping.
And that brought, that guy probably couldn't either.
No.
So he was just up.
No, but we said sorry. Yeah, everything's well. All right, let's move off to our last deck and then we'll wrap up this show. Which one do you want to do?
Let's do the Sierra Leone declares emergency after addicts dig up graves to get high on drug made from human bones.
What? There's not another alternative? Like, you have to
not have... when you find the stuff you want.
You have to have human bones?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
A psychoactive drug crafted from human bones is leaving addicts in the West African country of Sierra Leone digging up graves in order to get their fix. According to the BBC, this haunting menace has forced Sierra Leone to declare a national emergency. Police officers in the Freetown are guarding cemeteries to thwart the disturbing practice of exhuming skeletons for the zombie drug production.
Mm-hmm.
Notably, the drug dubbed Kush is made from...
That's already taken. You can't just...
Yeah.
I guess it's been long enough. Like, I don't know. I've got to start recycling drug nicknames.
Just call it Cushy or something. Just,
yeah.
Unless they say Kush.
You should have called it Bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Femur.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
A little more medical.
Yeah.
It's made from a variety of toxic substances, with one of its main ingredients being ground up human bone.
What in the fuck?
The narcotic first emerged in the West Africa country around 6 years ago. According to the outlet, it induces a hypnotic high which can last several hours. The drug has become a widespread problem, and dealers have reportedly turned into grave robbers, breaking into thousands of tombs to steal skeletons to keep up with the demands. Our country is currently faced with an existential threat due to ravaging impact of drugs and substance abuse, particularly a devastating synthetic drug, Kush. Sierra Leone President Julius Mada Bio said.
Mm. I can't imagine ingesting a drug where one of the main ingredients is of human bones. Like, you take a hit and you're like, oh damn, that's some good bone.
It's a good femur.
God, man, this guy taking a hit, you're like, damn, vegetarian.
Yeah, or like,
this guy was an athlete.
That's some Colombian bone.
Yes, I feel like I could run forever. This is some pure Colombian bone. Damn, where'd you get that femur?
Just imagine showing up to, like, say, a cemetery one morning,
mm-hmm.
and there's like 7 graves that were dug up,
mm-hmm.
and then just left everything, just took the bones, and it's like, what the fuck?
Who's grind? And then the process, like, how far separated from just any sort of moral compass do you have to be to not only steal just a dead body,
just like, and just dropping?
Yeah, dun, 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 dun. Honey, you be able to help with the kids this morning? Nope, I'm grinding bones. Yeah. What are you shoving them into?
Like a wood chipper?
Or yeah.
Like a small wood chipper?
Yeah, you have to use like one of those, like those roto sanders. Mm. And he's like,
yeah.
Just grinding down bone. There's got to be a better way. Grow some mushrooms. That's easy.
It just hits different, you know? That bone hits different.
Oh, yeah. Those hand bones hit a little different.
What's crazy though is the supply, like demand
mm-hmm.
and supply it's gonna get crazy, because if you're growing plants or things like that, there's an abundance of it. This mm-hmm. is like, I think it actually says in here, they've added that there have been escalating fatalities among drug users. I don't know if it's because people are dying because of the drug or what I imagine.
Well, that seems like a pretty good business model, honestly. Just kill the people that buy your drug and then grind their bones up to make more.
Yeah, but then you're not getting repeat customers.
That's all right. There'll be more.
What I was thinking was...
the hardest part is getting the bones.
They're going to have to start killing people to get their bones. So you're digging... Once you've cleared out all the cemeteries, and now you're just having to kill people...
I mean, there's a lot of dead people. But what a task.
It's going to run out. I mean, it's like...
It's like fossil fuels.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, how many dinosaurs were there? There's a lot of them.
Yeah, but eventually... But
eventually they're going to run out, right?
Yeah. They're going to have to travel to get them bones.
So they're going to have to come up with an alternative source.
Man.
Like a energy... Like a windmill. Like...
like a windmill
like
bone thing.
Like we're doing. You know, like we're getting power from wind and solar.
And tidal waves, yeah, which is sweet.
So we're going to feel like that's going to have to be a thing, right? Like the bones.
Yeah. I mean, there's also any other drug that you don't have to do human bones.
True.
Yeah.
You just grow it.
Yeah. Just go do not those drugs. Don't do ones where you have to go dig up a body to get your high. God, that's a lot of work to get high.
Yeah, but it, you know, like if you can sell it for a pretty penny.
Well, I doubt it.
They're well, no, up. The people that are the people,
the high, if they have the money, I bet you they're not looking for human ground up bone drug. They'll just go get fucking something like cocaine or whatever.
Yeah, but
it seems a little methy is what I'm getting at. It doesn't seem like this is targeting people that are going to be paying a pretty penny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be hard. The people that want to buy it, just go buy it. It's all the work comes from the people that are making it.
I know.
Do you think somebody's been like, hey, I'm out of all the bone stuff. And they're like, you can take my arm if I can have some of
but
it.
But you can't take my freedom.
Yeah. Like I don't even use my left arm.
Yep.
Here, take it.
So how many hits will that get?
Yeah. Make this get me through Tuesday.
I get a discount.
Let's get me through Tuesday.
Yeah. Did you say five-finger discount?
Yep.
Nice. I get it. That's crazy. I don't see that going on and on, especially when there's so many other drugs and chemicals you could do to get the same I don't know. I've never smoked bone. You know what I mean? You fucking know what I mean.
Yeah!
But I've never done it, so I guess maybe it's that fucking sweet.
That's the thing. Maybe it's so euphoric that you're just like,
oh my God, I cannot wait to smoke more bone tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't knock it till you've smoked it.
Till you smoked it. That's what dad used to always say.
That's what my old man used to say.
That's wild. All right. Well, you have some good news for us?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Zach!
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah! Speaking of death.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
So, fucking ads. Just let me read this. Animal lover rushes sick baby hedgehog to the vet. To find out she's been caring for a hat pom-pom.
What the fuck? All right. Well, I'm intrigued because I don't know what's happening.
So an elderly woman, a tender-hearted...
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Okay. A tender-hearted animal lover spent an entire night tending to what she thought was a sick baby hedgehog, only to find out it was nothing more than a faux fur pom-pom.
I thought a hat pom-pom was like going to be a nickname for a different little animal. But it's not.
It's like a beanie, the little pom-pom on top.
With a little ball on top.
Yeah. The elderly woman had rushed into action when she'd spotted that she believed to be an abandoned critter on the side of the road in England.
Oh, man.
After a night without witnessing the puffball move or eat, the Good Samaritan rushed it to Lower Moss Woodnail Nature Reserve and Wildlife. That's a long fucking word.
Name for a place?
Name for a place, yeah. It was the first admission of the day. The lady came in with a box. She said she'd found this baby hedgehog on the pavement and was cold. It was cold and she picked it up. Sumi said. I was alarmed. It was very, very early for a baby hedgehog, so I was a bit concerned. I took it from the box, took the box from her and took it through to the triage, which was in a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, set up an OR.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take care of this. Open up the box and, well, I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing. I thought, it's definitely not a hedgehog. Perhaps it's some other kind of fluffy creature. As soon as I picked it up, picked up the fuzzball, Cozy realized it was precisely what it was. I realized it wasn't animated at all. What?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, I realized it wasn't animated at all, and I picked up, and obviously with the weight, I could feel that it wasn't a hedgehog or any animal at all.
My gosh. Was the lady that found it smoking bones?
Probably.
She was just so high, and she goes, this little baby hedgehog.
Mm-hmm. Somebody gotta fix it!
I got nothing else to do tonight. I'm gonna take this little baby hedgehog home while I smoke some bone.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can't imagine getting that. I mean, doctors, hospitals get crazy shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it hurts so bad over here. And they go look and they're like, oh yeah.
It's a scratch.
It's a fucking, this is nonsense.
Yeah.
Like they're flipping this thing over. They don't quite realize it. Like, is it like they're losing their shit? Is it male or female?
Mm-hmm.
And you're spinning a hat pom-pom.
And they're kind of just going like.
Yeah, they're poking it.
Getting it.
For some reason, it's got a squeaker in it.
Mm-hmm. the dog toy.
Yeah. It's like. Hang in there.
Me.
The rubber chicken noise?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to do, but I didn't. Anyway, she was embarrassed, it says, but I just thought, like, the reason I brought this in here is because it was like, what a nice old lady. Like, the fact that she thought it was a hedgehog and then, like, nursed it and then was like, I gotta, like, I just picture this old woman, like, oh dear, I gotta take this in. Yeah, like, I gotta take it to the vet and all concerned about it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cute. I bet you everyone in the vet lost their shit that day.
Oh, yeah.
they're gonna talk about that one for a while.
Mm-hmm. Now, but if she sees something, she'll probably be like, oh, it's probably just a fucking finger, you know, a glove.
It's probably just a glove. There's no way that's a starfish.
Yeah, and it's just on the side of dying, yeah, suffocating.
Nope,
she's whatever dead. Starfish do.
Yeah, die. I don't know.
Hey, SpongeBob. That's what they do. That's
exactly what they do. I have a little bit of a little informational piece.
Do you?
For the look what I found.
Okay.
Okay. Zach.
Oh, fuck.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
We've all gotten spam calls.
Yes, we have.
And none of us like them.
Nope, we don't.
But I didn't know that this, I guess I wouldn't say I wouldn't be able to figure this out, but I didn't think it was a thing. But here's a little warning for everybody. It says, don't say yes when caller asks, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was like, okay. I think they were amping it up a little bit. Then they explain. I thought they were just kind of a little fear-mongering. But anyway, so when someone asks, can you hear me on the phone when you pick up? If so, hang up. It could be a scam. Mm. The can you hear me scam has been targeting consumers for quite a few years. It's unclear exactly how the scam might play out, but customer advocates, including the Better Business Bureau, say it's better to just hang up and not engage. So what is the danger? It's likely the scammers are trying to get you to say yes so they can record your voice, mm-hmm. which can then be used to edit and make it seem like you're authorizing something that you didn't, according to the scam alert from the BBB. And that's really all we have to cover with this article, because it's the more I thought about it, the more I thought about someone trying to use your voice to authorize something, right? They sound nothing like you. Like, okay, Joe, Mr. Paisley, do I have you on the line? Yes, you have me on the line. Do you authorize this? He goes, yes. And they're like, what was that? Yes. All they have is one yes.
There's no other inflection at all.
Okay. And I just need your date of birth?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mr. Paisley, are you okay? Yes. All right. Oh, man. This is kind of weird.
What's your date of birth?
Yes. Yes. 1980. Yes. August 12th, 1980. Yes. Just like, the guy's like, okay, that'll do. We will transfer the $50,000 immediately.
Yes.
Is that anything else I can help you with today?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, what is it? Yes. No. They just have little words. That's all they have. Like picking a soundboard. Anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Someone's enthusiastic.
Yeah. Man, you're excited to hear about our cruise line offer? You fucking...
Oh, yeah!
But yeah, was that. But anyway, I guess we've talked about and covered going into the AA, or the AI world, and they can recreate your voice. I mean, Apple has a feature where you can talk into it, and they can recreate your voice. So this type of shit is just getting going. But if you get a call from a number you don't, and you pick it up for whatever reason, because maybe you're waiting for some other call, and they're like, can you hear me? Maybe this will help you. Maybe this will save you from, yes.
By the time I hear that, I usually just hang up anyway.
The second I pick it up, and I'm like, hello? And if there's 1 second of silence, I'm like, yeah. Beep, beep. Not waiting for you. Like,
hello.
Hello. Beep. You've been selected. Beep.
You have a once in a lifetime opportunity to travel.
And they call back and pick up right where they left off.
Travel to Bermuda.
All right, let's hear from some of the kids. All right, Zach! Hey, you
guys! All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Just want to point out that we paused so you could go up to the bathroom.
Yeah, I needed to do that.
I've had to do it a couple
really,
times.
I was really uncomfortable. Because I have to poop.
Yeah.
And I can hold that. It's fine. But having to hold both, and it's like, oh, you got to hold both sides. Geez, Louise. I just want to concentrate on one set of muscles.
One hold at a time, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to take this first email?
Sure.
Read it to us.
All right, this is coming in from our tough girl daughter, Teddy.
Oh, Teddy.
Hey, fuckheads. Nice. It's Teddy at your Hello. Service to put some perspective on the tolerance of I don't fucking know his name. What?
Yeah, you got it.
Of I don't fucking know his names. Oh, yeah, yeah, of the petty beef. Yeah. This, I think, was this from last week or the week before? I don't remember.
No.
Some shit about his wife's pain and his pain and doing the same shit and outcomes are different.
Yep, I remember.
So, yeah, it was, yeah. When a lady pushes a sweet, sweet babe out of her vagina, the pain builds up from a little to an overwhelmingly large amount. We got time to prepare ourselves for the worst pain that is to come, causing it to seem like we aren't really in a whole shit ton of pain, which makes sense.
Okay. And you're probably just ready for it to be fucking over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, like a Band-Aid. Like yeah. If you're just, or something. That was a terrible example. Yeah,
Band-Aid's more like a smashing your thumb.
Kind of. I was trying to think of something that, like, it's trapped, and you know it's going to hurt, and it's been hurting. And then eventually you're like, I just fucking cut my arm off. I'm just ready for this to move on.
Well, I think like maybe the pain of giving birth, it's like you've already been doing contractions, which fucking suck.
Mm.
So, I mean, I like getting a tattoo, I think it's more like that, where when you start out, you're like, oh, this fucking sucks. And then you just sort of like
zone out, still even hurts. Though it's the same pain.
Yeah, yeah, but you're just like, I guess I'm kind of used to the pain in a way. Mm. Anyway, where was I at?
Yeah, a whole lot of shit. Ton of pain.
Okay. If we hit our fingers with the guy's theoretical hammer, yes, that shit hurts fucking instantly. Also, women are looked at as the weaker sex, causing men to what? To look or be look stronger or okay. Be stronger.
Okay.
Us gals don't really think about the pain y'all's penis swingers go through because of the above sentence. We just think you guys are strong all the time. So when you're sick, we think you're being baby bitches because you're the strong ones! It's not because we think you're actually baby bitches. We just forgot you're not invincible.
Okay.
You're welcome for that information. Now take it home to your living, breathing sex dolls and apply it to your everyday lives. Teddy.
I like Teddy. Mm. Funny. Funny, funny, funny. I've never heard that before. That actually, it makes sense. I'm not all the way in, but I also have never thought of that angle on it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you're just being a emotionalist, stoic, fucking strong piece of guy all the time. I was going to say strong piece of shit, but like, you're just not as emotional. You're like, yep. Mm-hmm. Like something crazy happens and you're like, whoa.
And then you're like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, then all of a sudden you're like, can I have some soup?
You're sucking your thumb. And
yeah. And it's like, what are you doing?
My tummy hood.
Yeah. What are you doing? You baby.
Yeah.
So that does make sense.
Yeah.
Cause you're just a stoic, get things done. On the day-to-day, so that when you lose your shit, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a goal.
This isn't normal.
Yeah, this is not the
way. Yeah, it's like, you didn't fall off a ladder and break your back, because that would hurt, and I would be...
But you'd probably also expect him to pop up and be like, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I would expect you to lay in bed, then I'll get you soup. But you don't. You walk it off like a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
But when you tummy hurts and then you're weighing down in bed, you need a little bit soup and 7-Up.
A little blanky.
Yeah.
And
then you
want Teddy.
Then you want to have sex too for some weird reason?
Right after you shit the bed?
Dude, if you fell off a ladder and broke your back, you'd still want to have sex.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what make me feel better?
Yeah.
Fucking coming?
Yeah.
I think I should come about it. Our second email sent in by our son, Devin. He writes, what's up, my all-American bomb pops tripping over children chasing the ice cream trucks?
The fuck?
I don't know, but I like it. I bring this story up in relation to Joe's nightmare casino bathroom experience. You say nightmare. I say I fucking came.
Trat.
Use that for material for the spank bank. I forgot the episode name. That's fair.
Yeah.
I had something somewhat similar occur to me after ingesting about 5 eggs and an unseemly amount of hash browns the morning after drinking a shit ton of craft beer at a Dropkick Murphy's local craft beer festival thing in Minnesota about 8 years ago. I've seen Dropkick Murphy's twice, and I'm with them. I don't think it's possible to be like, just contain your alcohol consumption at a Dropkick Murphy's concert.
Kind of goes hand in hand,
yeah,
right?
I mean, like if you had like self-control, which I don't, I guess you could control it. But no, I've been pretty drunk at both times I've seen Dropkick Murphy's. Upon finishing my breakfast at some local diner the next day, I had hit the bathroom before I left. There were two stalls in there, but the handicapped one was the only one in operation. The other stall was under construction or whatever. I never got to see inside it. What were they doing there? There's like a little crane.
Mm-hmm. Beep, beep. Caution tape.
Little crane with a little American flag rotating around inside. You're like, what are they doing in there? What the hell are they doing in that stall? That's crazy.
Oh, it's got like Walker Construction on the.
There's a guy outside in a hard hat.
Three of them is standing around.
Yeah, two of them are talking to the one guy, and the one guy's kind of he's catcalling you as you're trying to take a shit.
And then one guy's got a shovel, and he's digging something.
Yeah, nice ass. You're like, oh god, bathroom's under construction. I hate it here. So anyway, crap.
It's already. It's guys already have to go into a bathroom and like stand around in front of people and fucking piss.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that scene where you're just getting catcalled.
Ezzy and I got a good public bathroom fart show a couple weeks ago. It was really good. It was downtown. It was that beautiful downtown Spokane.
Ooh.
In River Park Square. Mm-hmm. Bathroom bottom floor by the Big Shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, I know that one.
And we went in there.
Long hallway.
Uh-huh. Long hallway. Right there on the left. At the end. Only one urinal.
Yep.
Like, what's going on? It's a fucking mall. Mm-hmm. There's going to be more wieners and butts than I think you expected.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a pee, and there's a guy in the stall. And he's doing, like, the...
the little antsy?
Heavy breath.
Yeah.
And then gets the... And I'm peeing. I look back at Ezra, and he's just laughing. And he goes... Just he was if his butt was outside of the Bellagio in Vegas, like it was a show.
Yeah, okay,
it was a show.
Then you know, okay,
good. I walked by him, like just gave him a high five to see who's next. He was the urinal.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'll just see you outside, and he's like, okay. And I walk outside, and
he's like, fuck, finally I can let loose.
Yeah,
you know, my favorite fart when you're pooping is one that goes. You know, that second
boom.
Yeah,
I hear you. I feel it. It vacates the bowels nicely.
It's the first thing that comes out, but it hits that aluminum and the covered.
Like you're waiting for a harmony to join in. Never got to see inside. I sat down and proceeded to make that toilet attend confessional the next day. Midway, though, the door opens to the bathroom and there's a commotion out there. I hear an old man say, "Is there someone in there?" Cool. Well, I'm blasting off my greasy breakfast food. I then hear his caretaker say, "I'm sure they'll be done soon." I then hear the old man say, "I'm not going to make it." Oh, and I scramble. That's a good breakfast. That's a good breakfast punt.
Yeah, it is.
I wipe and get off the john as fast as possible, but it's too late. The old man fella is shouting things, and so is the caretaker. I exit the stall to this poor old man shitting in the urinal and all over the wall. But I was moving super quick, so I had to wash my hands. You bump him out of the way. Excuse me, can I get to the soap, please? Sorry, sir, you're standing in front of the fucking paper towel dispenser. Please move. Cue super awkward eye contact between everyone in that fucking bathroom. Fortunately, I managed to run out of that diner fast, and I had already paid up. Good stuff. That's a nightmare of using the luxury stall.
Yeah.
With the leg room. It's like sitting in an exit row.
Imagine, let's say you came out and you didn't pay, so you're at your table waiting to pay, and then that the caretaker comes out, the old guy comes out, and then like the manager of the restaurant, and they're over by the bathroom and you just see him like
point to you.
Pull your hat down.
It's like they're all looking around and he's like, that guy right there.
Him! Him did it.
Is the you on a
is that the man that made you shit in the urinal?
That's the guy.
is he in this courtroom today? That's him right there.
P.S. My dad died from ALS 12 years ago.
Jesus.
So I think I just jump kick at the Hawking for holding out on whatever that Epstein Island secret is until I'd eat. Okay, so that is exactly how the email ended. Just like that. I don't know if they had a stroke or what, but it's
killed.
It's like he said, I don't know, whatever that Epstein Island secret is until I'd eat.
And then just, yeah, nothing. So is this guy alive? Yeah. Like, did he bump send and?
Yeah, just gone. I know, he's probably, well, that's short for die, right?
Well, he probably had to, is it?
I think so.
Zach?
No idea.
But there's no period, so. Like,
there's nothing. It's just how it ended.
Like, my dad died shit.
He's ALS, just like, gotta ALS get out 12 years ago. I think I just jump kick all Hawkings for holding out on whatever that Epstein Island secret is until I'd E.
Maybe he got ALS right then.
Just the letter E. That's all we got.
His muscles gave out.
Just thought that was a good end of that email. Whatever he meant. Funny. Whatever he meant. I'm sure it was this. Okay, well, that's it for episode 96. Time for the bonus stuff. If you want to hear us keep talking and doing a bunch of funny things, patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. That's where you sign up. Thank you to everybody who does that, and you'll find a link in the episode description.
I will say that, so really quick, I feel like last week's, I was not just pumping Patreon.
Pumping.
Last week's conversation about Zach and his performing at RV shows.
Yeah.
That was one of the funnest.
I talked about it with people when I was in Austin, like family members. I was like, yeah.
That was one of the funniest Patreon shows.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Good laughs.
It's still not my worst gig ever played. So,
well, I can't wait to hear about it in the bonus content that you can only get. But no, thank you to everybody who has signed up. We've got merch deals, all that kind of stuff. If you want to pick up some merch, we got a ton of it available at canyoudontpodcast.com. Of course, we got Instagram, Facebook, and the video version on YouTube. Check that out. If you want to email something into the show, that's heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Then rate and review us wherever you listen to shows. Zach's going to be making cards.
Oh, cards.
For Scatcast. What are you doing?
My left eye.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I see it. I've seen it the whole time.
No, but I was just itching. I feel like it's about ready to pop.
Yeah, the eye saga of Brian's continuing. Oh, yeah, you could probably go pop that sty.
Look at that thing.
I know. Look at it. It's like a giant white head on your eyeball.
That looks like Mount Rainier.
You should name it. Woo. Murphy. Let's name it Murphy. But you'll be making cards out of the t-shirts that we're wearing today.
Yep.
And those will be coming out in a little while. But you can check out everything that Scatcast has going on at scatcast.com. That is scat with a K. Don't go to scat with a C or you're going to come. And thanks to the babysitters that moderate the Can You Don't Facebook page. It's called the Can You Don't Playground if you want to go join all the fun. Do you and your sty have something for us in the end of the show today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Zach!
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right. This was sent in from our son, Tim.
Tim.
Two cannibals are eating a clown. One cannibal looks to the other one and says, does this taste funny to you?
I get it, because it's a clown.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. I don't know if he made it up or if it's one he found, but I want to think that he made it up, and I'd say good for him.
Good for
it's
you.
Very clever. That's funny.
Good job. Solid joke. Mm-hmm. We'll take it.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. All right, off to the bonus stuff.
All right. See you guys in there.
All four of us. Me, you, Zach, and your sty.
All right.
Bye.